Southampton is on the south coast of England. It is in an ideal situation for a port, being well protected by an island. Because it is a big city with a busy port, it was largely destroyed during the war. Another port, Berwick, is in the north of England. It is on the coast too, but doesn't resemble Southampton in any way. It is a quiet, small town where fishing is the main activity. Another big city, which, like Southampton, was largely destroyed during the war, is Bristol, in the west of England. Although it is not on the coast, it is a busy port because the River Avon, which flows through the city, is big enough to take ocean-going ships. The small town of Norwich lies in the east of England, some way inland. It is a quiet market town, not a port. Also in the east of England is the small fishing port of Yarmouth. Its name shows that it lies on the mouth of a river. Plymouth, another small town on the mouth of a river, is a fishing port too. It's a long way from Yarmouth, however, right over in the southwest of England. A third big city, which was badly damaged in the war because of its busy port, is Liverpool, on the northwest coast of England. Because of its position in the heart of the industrial Midlands, Birmingham is not a port. Nevertheless, it is a very big, dirty, industrial city. Another big industrial city is Manchester, in the northwest of England. It is some way from the coast, but it is connected to the sea by a large canal which can take ocean-going ships. The capital of England lies in the southeast. It is a long way inland, but it has a very busy port on the wide River Thames. For this reason, London is another city which suffered badly during the war.